Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Reality radio for a really great future.
We're talking real money.
Oh, you can almost smell them. Hear the sizzle? Yes. Free steak dinner season is back. After a year hiatus, those free steak dinners have returned, and I, for one, couldn't be more excited. I got my first of the season. It's been a very long hiatus, by the way, thanks to COVID. Got my first invitation to a free steak dinner. I haven't gotten one of these in ages. Here, I've got it right in front of me. It says it's from Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. It's not really from Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. They just put their logo on there. Donald McDonald. You can tell they got my name from a list somewhere. Dinner invitation enclosed. Oh, and they did it all in like fancy print, like my name was printed right on this thing. Yep, here you go. I am cordially invited to a complimentary dinner event. Seating is limited. It's called Take Back Control of Your Retirement. Yes, it's all about managing your money and retirement investments in these turbulent times. And, you know, they have been turbulent times. So, we all really need this, don't we? So what am I going to get sold? Anybody want to guess what I'm going to get sold? I went out and talked to my wife. I said, you want to go to a free steak dinner? We're both going to be immune by then because it's the end of April. She said, I don't know. I'll think about it. Here's the deal. And probably if this guy, I'm going to give his name out and everything on this podcast. So If he has any friends listening in Orlando, I'll probably be banned anyway, so I probably won't get to go, darn it. So what is the deal? You probably know. If you've listened for any time at all, you probably know. But I checked the guy out. I like to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. I do. I know you don't believe me, but I do. I do check these people out. So here's the guy. He's from a company called Strong Point Financial in Orlando, Florida. Because I live in the Orlando metro area right now. And he is going to do a in-depth discussion of coronavirus and the economy, Medicare, Social Security, the Secure Act, tax-efficient strategies, IRA withdrawals, and retirement income. What kind of a financial expert is he? Well, first, I went to his website, Strong Point Financial. And it's curious. It looks like a very typical financial advisor website. But are they a financial advisor? Well, there's a list of their financial services. They're a little nebulous. Income planning, investment planning, tax planning, that kind of stuff. It makes it sound a little bit like they're a registered investment advisor, doesn't it? Maybe a stockbroker, someone who calls themselves a financial advisor, maybe. So I scroll down to the bottom of the page, and I see a link that says, check us out at BrokerCheck by FINRA. Well, now that means that they're either a broker or they're an RIA or an IAR, an investment advisor representative. So I, of course, clicked on BrokerCheck.FINRA.org, and I typed in the name of the company. And I'm just going to do it with you again here. Strong. And I typed it both ways, either two words or one word, Strong Point Financial or Strong Point. No results. So I typed in the gentleman's name, Chance Robinson. No Chance Robinson. Wait a minute. He put a link to BrokerCheck on his website? Now, why would you put a link on there if you couldn't check them out on BrokerCheck? I believe, and this is suspicious me, that they want you to believe that they've been checked out by FINRA when in fact they haven't, because I looked him up. I looked him up and I looked his firm up. Nowhere is Mr. Robinson, is Mr. Robinson licensed for anything other than selling, wait for it, annuities? Yeah, if you guessed indexed annuities, you were right. That's exactly what they're selling. Because the whole pitch implies that you can get a nice, safe income for life, a strategy for a guaranteed income for life, avoiding the ups and downs of the market, that kind of thing. The guy's pitching indexed annuities. Now, my wife and I may go, because I'm going to bring her along as an excuse. I'm going to say, you know, she needs me to record this. We need to record it. Is that okay? So I could have a recording, but I don't know if I'm going to go or not, but I know what it's about. So in the future, if you get one of these, let me just tell you quickly the steps you can take. One, you can go to BrokerCheck. Just type in BrokerCheck in Google. Go to that, type in the person's name or the name of their firm. See if they have any complaints. See what their track record is. See for whom they work. Go to their ADV Part 2, and that's at advisorinfo.sec.gov. Advisorinfo.sec.gov. And see if they're a registered investment advisor. And then if so, read their ADV and make sure that they don't have a conflict of interest, that they're not selling insurance products. Because someone who is selling insurance products and acting as an RIA can't be a true fiduciary. They can be maybe a fiduciary part of the time, but definitely not all of the time. So you need to check these guys out. And if you're going to go for the steak dinner, you have to learn a really important word that you're going to need to say many, many times. No, thank you. Well, just no. But you could add thank you to be polite. Yeah, we just need to get your name and address. No, I don't think so. Well, no, we do need that. We need your phone number. No, don't think so. Would you like a meeting to discuss this? No, thank you. And if you really want to give them a hard time, I'll give you a question to ask. This is a good one. How do you get paid? Ready? I'm going to give you their answer. The insurance company, the company pays me. The company pays me. You don't pay me. There's no commission. Minute they say that, you know they're a bald-faced liar. Because whenever you sell an annuity product, there is a commission involved. And yes, it's paid by the insurance company, but you pay it to the insurance company. Semantics. Do you have a question? Oh, by the way, before you go to one of these, you could call us. Or after, if you've given them a hard time. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255. You can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and leave your question. Oh, and by the way, if you have attended a free steak dinner, now that we're back in free steak dinner season, please let me know about it. I'd love to hear what they said to you. Although, while we're still in crazy COVID, please don't go unless you've been fully vaccinated or you've had it, you feel like you're in pretty good shape. Still be careful. Don't go out and get yourself sick for a pitch to buy an indexed annuity. It's not worth it. It's not worth it for the steak either. Usually you don't get the best steak, but I don't know. Maybe try it out. Again, the number 855-935-TALK, or leave your question at talkingrealmoney.com, either in typed form or like this. Speak it. Record it.
Hey, Dan and Tim, I have a question regarding capital gains tax rate. So I understand married and filing jointly, up to $80,000 is a 0% tax bracket for capital gains. Are these sources of income combined with other sources when calculating your total taxes owed? So for hypothetical example, my wife and I would have a pension combined totaling $80,000 a year. Would we have an additional $80,000 of income that we could take from capital gains at a 0% tax rate, or would those capital gains start the 15% tax rate since we're already above $80,000 in income, as the total would be $160,000 per year income. So I hope that makes sense. I am joking about your names. I really do appreciate all the great advice that Dale and Troy have provided over the years. Keep up the great work. I look forward to your show every day.
Okay, I guessed you were kidding at the very beginning because you got both names wrong. Then you really massacred them later on. All right, here's the standard disclaimer. Not a tax accountant or attorney. I do my own taxes. And I know a little bit about them, but it's not my job. But here's the deal. If, as you said, you have $80,000 in taxable income, or you had $80,000 in taxable income in 2020, we're going to use the 2020 year, and you had an $80,000 long-term capital gain, that means holding the asset for more than 1 year, married filing jointly, your tax would be only the tax on the $80,000 income. You would have no tax liability whatsoever on the $80,000 gain. And if you want to play this game for yourself, there's a cool, I've used this thing a lot. I use it for myself. You know, I've used it when I've been calculating gains. There's a wonderful capital gains tax calculator. There are lots of them, but I really like this one. It's simple. It's straightforward at TurboTax. Just put in TurboTax capital gains tax calculator into Google and you can run some simulations. But no, $80,000 of income, $80,000 of capital gains, no capital gains tax on the gain. None whatsoever. Thanks for the question. Thank you all for being a part of this edition of Talking Real Money, the podcast. We have the shorter editions on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The longer editions come from our Saturday show that we turn into a podcast. We would so appreciate it if you would tell friends. I don't even know if I told you my name, but you probably know. I'm Don McDonald, and Tom is on vacation. He'll be back on Friday to do a podcast with me. And again, thanks for listening. Tell friends, leave a review if you like what you hear at Apple Podcasts. And I'm just going to hang around talking about real money.
Talking real money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?